event of a crank failure.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 108 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. This week, your hosts are Kingsley Mack and Dez. Dez, how you doing? Sin's gone somewhere, maybe working, I hope. But how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Had a very weird day, but I'm all right. Yeah.
Weird. Anything interesting to talk about, or
that was just one of those days where you, let's go to the start of my day where I'm supposed to be at work at 8 a.m. Eastern, mm-hmm. and I forget to apparently set my alarm, so I wake up at 7:28. So, yeah, that's. Always a great start to the day.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And it just, yeah, it was just one of those days where things just snowballed.
Well, that's too bad, I suppose, but hopefully we can just relax and talk Destiny now. Because we're going to have fun talking tonight. We're not going to be salty like some people, or maybe we are. I'm curious to hear everyone's opinions because we also have a guest tonight. He's been on the show a couple times so far, most recently episode 70, we have Nolzy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I am doing all right. I am up past my bedtime at this point, so y'all better be grateful for the quality of content you received today.
Oh, we're grateful. We're very grateful. And it's funny, too, because we don't have Sin here, so sometimes we like to, me and you, gang up on Sin and talk about
but... I feel like it's I don't want weird, to do right? that to Dez. Like, it doesn't feel right, like, just for personal reasons, but also, like, he's already had a bit of a day, and I just don't feel right about that either.
Good point. But we'll take this how it goes. We have a live show again tonight. Interesting, our live show is actually episode 1078. I didn't know we had that many episodes. Or maybe right? I just typed it wrong.
Broadcasting from the future,
right? Yeah. Oh boy, we'll see if we get to that. That'd be crazy. How many more years would that be? Nine years. Jeez. Destiny. Okay, so we know Destiny has at least 2 more year plan. I mean, we know even more, but it's the 2 years that we know about.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely getting 2 more years.
Yeah, if you all had to guess, how many years do you think Destiny has life in it before Bungie starts, I don't know, giving up on it or doing something else?
Probably not 17.
No.
Which my math isn't great, but somewhere around there, it's like 16 or 17 years to get to episode 1078. So maybe not that many. I think we're guaranteed another 3 of just Destiny 2 as it is. 3.5.
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
Whenever the next expansion comes out, because I don't think it's even going to be when they said it's going to be. But we'll see.
Ooh, hot take. Yeah, I think they're going to push
it
back.
I'm okay with it. As long as we get some filler content, I'll be all right.
As long as we get something other than stretched out seasons.
Yeah, do you think I mean, this is topics come up, but what do you think is better, just stretching out seasons in between, or just stretching out the last season, or making a fake season? Well, not fake, that's not the right word, I'm trying to be fair, but like, it would have to be a light season. I can't imagine they would add too much.
I think I liked the stretched out last season because it lets me leave and not feel bad about it. Like, it gives you a break from the game. So, like, if you do three-month seasons, 90-day seasons, which is about where we're at, three of those, and then one that just goes on a little bit longer so they can work on the new expansion. Instead of 12 weeks, it goes for 15 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then for approximately 10 of those weeks, I can play other games.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
What did they tell us? Like, just early? I thought people were speculating February, but they didn't give us a date or a month yet, right? They just said early 2022.
It's like the weather in New England. If we want to figure that out, it's usually best to just stick your head out the window. Predictions don't mean a lot.
Yeah,
I think sure. Post-COVID, or still in the middle of COVID, with the way development cycles have all gotten pushed back, plus they just hired another, 70% of their IP, but I want to say just ballpark half of the people they hired are on Destiny 2. So it could be faster, or could be longer based on creative differences and or a change in process based on a larger staff. It comes back to, I still have no idea. I'm just going to keep playing as long as the seasons are good.
Yeah.
Right.
Fair enough. I'm not extremely worried, but it is, like you said, Dez, it'd be interesting to see what they do.
And honestly, it's fine if they do have a stretched out last season or stretched out seasons. Because, I mean, it kind of sucks, but also at the same time, I'm going to have at least one other game I'm going to want to play.
Oh, for sure. What else are you looking forward to?
Oh, the 7 remake
Integrate
is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Midsummer-ish, I think.
I'm not buying another PS4. It's not happening.
Oh, no, it's not. It's PS5.
Okay. It's only PS5, right? Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, the upgrade. Yes. But, yeah, it's... Yeah. It's going to push me to saving up for a console a little earlier.
Oh, look at that. We lost to Craig.
Oh, it's okay. We have a backup Craig, too. So never you fear, everyone. This should be recording still.
Craig Stuntman.
Is there a way to reinitialize Craig 1, or are we just down to one Craig at this point?
Oh, we're down to one Craig.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But don't worry. I'll keep an eye on it and bring the... See, GRK is the better Craig these days for those... Here's shop talk for those that don't understand or don't care. I mean, I won't spend too much long on this, but we use a bot called Craig to record the podcast in Discord, and Craig's been very unreliable. So they have another one, supposedly on a French server called GRK, and that one is way more reliable. So we often have to use that.
Neat.
Sin, as you're editing this, hopefully it's not too difficult.
You say that like he listens when he edits.
Sin, if you're listening to this part, you win. DM me. I'll tell you what you win. DM all of us, actually.
Oh, God.
Put it in the group chat. All right. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, boy.
Well, Nolzy, I mean, anyone who listened to the previous episodes, go back. But I don't know. Tell us what you've been up to these days. How's life, work, and where you're living these days? Is it crazy where you're at still?
Honestly, I have been putting boogers into very expensive machines for the last 3 months for a very successful investment firm, doing private testing for them. So it's been easy, if a bit tedious. A lot of rubber gloves. Like, I might have killed a small forest. But no complaints. It's just the new hours have been, even making gaming, kind of tricky. So it's that new work-life balance of I just want to sleep when I get home has been kind of taking a toll. Destiny is the only game I play, if anything at all now. And I really need to double down on gaming habits because I spend a lot of money on it and don't ever do it. But Yeah, no, things have been good. Otherwise, I mean, I feel like it's actually been a while since we've talked due to my new schedule too. I've been meeting other members of the community, and it's been fun.
Yeah. What have you done lately in the game of note, or what do you like doing in the game these days in Destiny? And tell us how you think thought of the season so far too.
Well, season I'm enjoying. A lot of really good things. I really can't complain too much. I enjoyed the battlegrounds. I mean, they're not as exciting now, I know, obviously, but I think the way they've been kind of pacing things and the storytelling that they did this season was definitely, if this is the new paradigm, I'm for it. I think the structured storytelling, where it's kind of that weekly serial kind of thing, where they have multiple voice actors and they're bringing their A-team too. It's not just, you know, just Anna Bray talking for an entire season. You got all the big hitters in, you know, you got Zavala arguing with, you know, Osiris, who's, you know, trying to protect Pro, and it's turning to this whole soap opera of a story. But I dig it. The little drip feed of the story, as opposed to you getting it all at once and just not touching it for weeks, has been really nice. And then obviously the new Nightfall weapons, or the reintroduced Nightfall weapons, have been a nice additional grind, and PvP's been feeling better as they've been kind of actually working on stasis. Still not my favorite thing to deal with, but I definitely don't get as upset as I used to when I get frozen for half the game. But yeah, no, I think Bungie's really taken some strides, and I think we're really looking good going into the second half of year 4. Or year 3? Math. You know, year 4. Year 4,
yes. Year I had to four. Think about it for a second also.
Halfway through at this point, give or take, maybe a little less. But, I mean, if this is what we're looking at going forward, I think we're in a good spot.
I feel like you've at least hopped in a fair amount of, like, trials within the last month or so.
Yeah, I've mostly been doing PvP. I mean, we haven't raided in a while. I'm sure the PS4 side of things is going bananas, but the PC side hasn't raided in a while. But we've been really kind of fostering this new trials-based community and competitive community that's been kind of nice, because it's not been super sweaty, but we've been kind of putting up some numbers and getting into regular gameplay with the same people. And some of the folks are outside of our community, people like, you know, guess it was on the show a couple of weeks ago, you know, Sweaty Spooks have been playing with a lot.
Yeah.
And then newer members of the community and people that are kind of community adjacent have been kind of regularly playing on the weekends with us. And that's been fun to get into too, because you get that kind of camaraderie on top of, you know, shooting for that new sweet loot that everyone seems to be trying to get. And I've still yet to go flawless ever. But we're not going to talk about that right now.
Mm. Have you got? I mean, you've gotten at least 3 wins several times. Have you got?
Oh yeah, close? Threes. We've been getting threes pretty consistently. I mean, every once in a while, you just hit a rough week.
Yeah.
We got matched up against some streamers a few times, and that felt real bad. Shout out to Frostbolt and ZK Mushroom for putting me in my place when I was feeling good about myself. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of PvP lately, and it's been nice trying to tip the PC community in that direction, just because we were on just a constant raid kind of rotation. And then I know you guys have been doing a lot of Grandmasters too.
Yeah, those are fun too.
I still don't have the light for it, so I've been sticking to PvP.
Sure. I mean, the Grandmaster is definitely the easier way to get the Adept weapons, I feel like. I mean, you got to get your light level up there, but then once you do, at least with Grandmasters, you're just grinding against the enemies, the AI. You're not, so it's probably easier than going flawless, you know.
Maybe.
Well,
I've been in, I mean, even in Master Nightfalls, I've had some times where it's like you really just smash your head against the wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I've only attempted a few Grandmasters last season. It's I don't know. I mean, I'd rather lose a game in Crucible and then like have a chance to bounce back than spend 3 hours of my evening wondering why I play this game.
Oh, it's frustrating, yeah, when you get to the end, because Grandmasters, everyone wipes, you are at orbit. And as it should be for a higher level activity like that, but super frustrating when you get close to the end and then...
Yeah, but at least they fixed that, because I remember last season it was only like double rewards, and it didn't make as much sense. Now with the adept weapons, there's a real reason to get in there and do the Grandmaster and kind of challenge yourself to get that, you know, broken swarm for PvE, or, I mean, Palindrome, everyone's hyped on it. I'm not a huge fan right now, but that's not the Palindrome's fault. I think it's just by virtue of it being a 140. I'm really loving 120s right now, especially Igneous Hammer. It's so snap. It feels like a spare rations, but a 120. And yeah. I've really been loving that.
Well, Palindrome can be pretty decent in PvE, even. Funny enough, it's one of the weapons we'll use in the Grandmasters to kind of cycle back for a couple of reasons, because, of course, it has the Unstoppable. And if you get a good roll, I mean, I have a quick draw Rampage, adept targeting on it, and feels pretty toasty in PvE.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd like it better in PvE. It's just I haven't been playing a ton, and that's my own fault. So,
oh, no worries.
Yeah, I've only got myself to blame there.
I do want to give some shout-outs, like you mentioned. I mean, I know there's a lot of good people that can help with these Grandmasters. Like, I know Helios and a bunch of people on the PC side. Soccer on the PS4 side's really been helping, sherping a lot of people get those Grandmasters. So definitely shout-outs to him. Going above and beyond, helping all sorts of people through getting Grandmasters who never thought they would get a clear.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've only played with Soccer the one, maybe two times, and yeah, the dude's got a great attitude about it, and I was the heaviest I've ever been with him carrying me in Sin and Trials on PS4. and I felt real bad about it, and he was still really cool about the whole thing. So, yeah, props to him. Obviously, I love Helios. I play with him more than most other people. But, yeah, PvE this season has just been rough for me. I don't know.
Oh, fair enough. I know, you know, certain people either have preferences and or even if they don't have a strong preference, they just get in certain things each season. And I didn't really have even much of a desire doing Grandmasters until recently. I don't have as much a desire as some, but it's even pulled me away from, I'm not raiding as much as I have been. I've been doing more Grandmasters and playing Assassin's Creed too. So I'm looking forward to the next season coming up soon, because this is a small lull for me also. I mean, that's still, I mean, I still log in a few times a week. So a lull for me is like nothing compared to people that step away for months, you know, but it definitely is a small downtime. I don't think this Guardian Games is getting everyone super excited, right? You don't see like millions of people logging in just because of that.
I've been logging in and doing my things mostly out of spite.
Is that why the Hunters are winning? All the Hunters are actually doing it?
Honestly, I think that's part of it. I think that we got kind of screwed last year. And by kind of, I mean really. And a lot of people just didn't bother with it because they thought it was just too much of an uphill battle and it wasn't worth the effort, which was probably true. But I was so disdained with it that I didn't even get the heir apparent. So I need to do that as well. Working on that one.
I'm flying down the tower right now to see who's in the lead right now. I'm assuming it's still Hunters.
Oh, no, I was just on like 10 minutes ago. Well, probably more than that now. But yeah, no, that blue flag was nice and high.
Okay, now there was a time a couple nights ago where I feel like Hunters were not in first place, but then they still got the win somehow by the next morning reset because they have a spot on the wall behind there. It's still Hunters every day, but it was interesting. There was at least one point where they weren't in first for a little
bit. Hey, I'm real stoked. Our new cape looks pretty great, and it looks real nice with gold. So I'll be taking that in an absolute stride.
Oh, yeah, Titans are coming up again. They are getting closer to Hunters as of right now. Warlocks are in third place right now for the day.
Warlocks, right?
I mean, I don't really care about doing the Guardian Games. I'm one of those Warlocks that's just sitting in the corner reading a book. I can fit that stereotype.
Yeah. Also, the new new Guardian Games ornaments are, as a whole, pretty sweet. I mean, Titans, meh. Like, the Hunter helmet and cloak are really cool. I like the Warlock set quite a bit. Titan exists with their glowy butt flaps. Right. I think they kind of got the short end of the stick on this one, unfortunately.
Yes, yeah, so reset as of we're recording this Monday night, and then we have a reset in 2 more weeks, I think, right? Another full week of Guardian games, and then
Is it really that soon?
It is, yeah.
No.
Season is, let me pull up the calendar here, because Guardian games was only supposed to be 3 weeks and then end with the season. So let's see here. Oh, geez, I don't like the way this calendar looks. Okay, 27th, and then 2 weeks after that, the 4th, and then, yeah, the 11th. Definitely, I do remember the 11th being a number. That's when the new season starts.
Oh, that's right. I was excited about it because I get to play before my next dentist appointment. Do remember that.
I have something on the 11th. Oh, no, that's for my wife, I think.
I like my wife.
Try and keep the day open when the new seasons come out or the new expansions.
Tuesday? What is possibly going on a Tuesday? You know what? That's your business. I don't need to know.
No. I digress. All right. Yeah, Guardian Games. Yeah, I mean, there's some... I'll get the catalyst. I guess you got to deposit 50-something medals or something to get the catalyst. Got to see what this is here.
I don't even have the heir apparent, though.
How do you... I know you can get it.
Yeah, no, I'm in the middle of the quest chain, but like, I need to get machine gun kills on the daily rotator, and today it's Crucible, and I am not trying to get like 50 machine gun kills in Crucible.
No. Yeah, I don't even remember what that quest was like, so it's several steps or something
currently
like that.
Currently,
hell. Yeah.
It's a rough draw, but I'm sure it'll be like Nightfalls or something one of these days, and I'll be on, hopefully. Maybe.
Cool. Geez, we're coming close to if Vault of Glass. Now, we don't know if it's coming out beginning of the season or not, but assuming it is, we are close. I'm excited for us to have another raid and for those who haven't experienced it to experience a totally new raid.
Yeah, no. And also, I'm off on Saturdays now, so I can just be there without having to take the day off, which is nice.
Nice.
I'm guessing they'll do it a couple weeks in, or whatever, 10 days that they did. Well, maybe not, because it's less of a grind, too. Like, it's only 10 levels, and most of us are already there or close to it.
I know, because if they even have a contest mode, what would the contest mode be? 10 below? And then we're already there? You know,
how that goes, because they did a lot with Deepstone Crypt that it'll be kind of tricky to replicate, with the exception of the new yearly raids, because that's still going to be 50 levels, right?
I mean, I would imagine.
For the new expansions? I forget.
Well, the new expansion was way more than 50, right? Wasn't it like 150 or 200?
No, but I'm saying, I think, didn't they say going forward, the seasons are 10 levels and the expansions are 50 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember those details.
I think it's 10 and 50. I might be wrong on the 50, but I think it's definitely 10 for the
season. I still don't know about that. I mean, we've had the 10s before and people were complaining that there wasn't enough leveling up to do. Do they not remember that? And then now they said there was too much to do. So, like, I understand people are going to complain either way.
I was about to say, yeah, it's not the fact that Bungie doesn't remember. It's the fact that the people don't remember.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant.
We have so many other grinds introduced in the game right now that I don't know if leveling needs to be one of them.
Yeah. But then what's 10 even matter? That's like nothing.
It's a nice little price for entry. I mean, it makes you dive into some story content or dive into some new rotator content, or, you know, do a little bit of the regular hustle and then get into the new stuff.
Yeah, I guess just with how much I raid and do the quote pinnacle activities other than trials, if you play a lot, you can level up 10 pretty easily, even in just a couple weeks if you're playing.
Oh yeah, no. And I think a couple of weeks is fine. I think if you get it, I think that 10-day period is kind of like the perfect like leveling period. No one wants to be leveling for a month. I don't blame Bungie for moving away from that. And then now with, you know, feature from TWAB redacted for later conversation coming in, There's a lot of other things to focus on. And then, you know, new adept weapons for, I mean, Grandmasters won't be out yet, but still, like, and there's going to be new Nightfall weapons next season and new other things before Vault of Glass. And there's going to be a shit ton. Am I allowed to swear? I forget.
You're fine.
Okay, cool. It's PG-13. But there's going to be a whole mess of story between now and Vault of Glass that they're really going to have to explain it. Otherwise, it's not going to make any sense. Like, I'm sure they're going to build it into the current canon on some... My personal prediction is there's going to be a Scion that starts some nonsense involving the Vex out of spite over Keitel. Just my guess. And somehow opens the Vault of Glass that way. But there's going to be at least 2 or 3 weeks of story for us to get to that point. And I'm actually really excited for that.
Oh, for sure. And I'm also excited that we're going to have these patch notes leaked last season or the beginning of this season. They said it's not until this coming season, but weekly featured raids too. So probably meaning that hopefully more than just Deepstone and Vault, hopefully all four, but meaning that each week, you know, that one could be even the older raids will drop Pinnacle and maybe even other rewards to make them.
It would be nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little system that Blizzard actually, I think they're the first ones to do it in the games as a service world. They called it time walking, where you'd go back and do old raids, but you'd get the raid loot at modern gear levels, which is pretty cool. And I think that, them doing the Pinnacles that way is definitely the way to go about it. So no, that'll be interesting. And I mean, I need to go back and do, I haven't done any of the new dungeons or old dungeons, but the revamped dungeons this season, like not one. I need to get on that.
It's a good source of gear. I like stat roll gear.
I can't remember the last time I did a pit. I can't remember the last time I did a Shattered Throne. I literally haven't done Prophecy since Arrivals.
I know when they came out, we were like, me and predominantly Kato and Lumina were hitting them pretty hard, like weekly. So let's say at least like 4 weeks of running all three. And I think there was only 3 pieces of gear. I got under 60, like the stat total.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like it's pretty generous considering the only guaranteed good stat roll gear that actually exists is actually in pit when you finish it. And that's because that's the gear that's like, 12 in 2 different stats, guaranteed, I think. Or 15.
I thought it wasn't like 20 in 2 different stats. Like, wasn't it super spiky?
I don't think it was that high. But then again, I could be wrong. Because my memory.
I don't remember all that either, but there was something.
Yeah, it's definitely guaranteed 2 high stat rolls.
It'd also be nice. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I'd say it'd also be nice if when they do the rotator, if they do the masterworked weapon or item like you would get in pit back in the day. It'd be cool if they brought that back for the rotator. I think that'd be a real incentive to go through and do. Or maybe they do it for the raid instead of the dungeon gear. I don't know, something along those lines. There's a way to incentivize it beyond just a pinnacle, because eventually pinnacles don't mean a whole lot either.
Exactly. That's why, I kind of was saying, like, it's hopefully something else, but at least they got to do pinnacles. I'm sure also they could throw in, although these aren't meaning anything to a lot of people these days that have raided a lot, but the spoils. I know a lot of people still don't have Anarchy and those things, but that's probably because they haven't raided much. But if you just even raided a moderate amount this season, getting the spoils are pretty easy.
Yeah, and, let's talk about the spoils. And 180 of them I spent trying to get the hand cannon from the raid that I still haven't gotten. Not one. Yeah. I have done that raid so many times, and I don't even care about Eyes of Tomorrow anymore. I just want the hand cannon, and it literally won't drop even throwing tokens at it. So no, I still do not have Anarchy either.
Oh, man. Sure. Well, at least, we can get some groups together. If you happen to want to hop in the raid, so we can do like a 45-minute run to make it quick, you know?
Not really. I don't care about Anarchy that much. I know it's good. I know it's good, but
if you're going to do the Grandmasters too, you definitely want it.
Yeah, do I though? Can I not just use
the page? You don't have to, but it's...
Yeah, honestly, good. as long as two people have it, you're fine. Like for most high-end content. And to be honest, as long as one person has it, you're pretty much fine.
How many other things do you have where you can hit two shots of a weapon and it'll continuously do damage for quite a long time and then swap to another weapon and do, you know, extra damage at the same time?
One for sure.
But not a lot. Anarchy is just so powerful that way and a lot of fun.
Yeah, but why would I do that if I can just use a small handheld cannon with a small festive bug with a festive hat?
Exactly.
He has a small green hat, and it's adorable, and I love him for it.
Zeno is good. All right, well, what even led us down this discussion? Oh, we're just talking about what you've been doing and stuff. I'm just trying to remember if there's anything we needed to wrap up.
I've tried to segue into the TWAB like four different times.
Oh, we're getting close.
Now.
And this is, by the way, one of the reasons, too, why I wanted Nolzion, because I have a feeling he's going to have some similar opinions. I'm not just trying to have people on with similar opinions to me, but
that's a lot.
There's a lot of people in the community that just don't understand. They're making these snap judgments, I feel like, and we are here to talk about it tonight. So, shall we go into the TWAB? Let's pull this up.
I say, don't know, Kingsley, it's your show. Why don't you tell me?
I'm just trying to...
I'm here for the ride.
Since still not. I have no idea where he is.
I know, I was half expecting him to call in, but maybe he doesn't feel like it.
Guess not.
It's all
good.
If
you're hiring, I can pretend to edit things too.
Then, if you heard this part, definitely DM the group again. You may be out soon.
Anyways, interfaces and such.
Yeah. All right, Dez, you have the TWAB pulled up also because you do such a good job of recapping some of these things here.
I do have the TWAB pulled up. I do have a recap ready for the big moment of the TWAB.
What's the good word?
The good word is armor synthesis is coming, a.k.a. transmog.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever Final Fantasy 14 called it. I can't remember now. It was some weird Phantasma, anyway, weird fantasy term. Anywho, either way, A-to-1's coming back. I love A-to-1, so yeah, good news all around. But they are releasing details on what we need to do. To be able to change the look of our armor.
Yes, finally letting us know. I mean,
yes. Mostly. I was about to say, Reddit-style TLDR, shoot stuff, get stuff, turn into more stuff, turn into more stuff, get stuff. All right, but anyway, which actually isn't very far off. But anyway, we start off apparently killing things to get synth strand. We spend the synth strand to get bounties to earn synth cord. There's a gimmick here. And then we convert the synth cord at the loom in the tower into synth weave. Synth weave
is Ada going to have a loom in front of her? Sorry.
I was about to say, you don't remember them talking about the loom?
No, I don't. Sorry.
I could have sworn I remember them talking about a loom. That's
Yeah.
But again, my memory, I mean.
Sorry to derail.
No problem. But yes, use Synthweave to convert an unlocked armor piece or armor appearance, legendary quality or lower, from collections into a universal armor ornament. Now, apparently, it's going to take 100 and 50 since... No, wait, wait. Nope, 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 nope. After earning 150 Synth Strand, you'll be able to visit A to 1 and acquire class-specific bounties, which will reward Synth Accord.
So they're just saying, yeah, that step one is you get 150 Synth Strand to get the bounty, which is step
yes.
two.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how you unlock the bounties, but I don't... Oh. But yeah, I don't think they specify exactly how much, if it's going to be 100 synth strands, to get a bounty or not. Because I'm not seeing that information here. But either way, but yes, you collect 150, bounties unlock, you can then do bounties. So yes, they're giving us like three new currencies on top of currency of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray. Because that's exactly what Destiny needs. More currencies. More crap for us to keep track of. Now, is this stuff that's actually going to take up our inventory space still? I mean, good God.
Well, I'm sure it will.
Anyway. Yeah.
No, I'm looking at my inventory right now to see how full I am. There's things I can get rid of, but...
I mean,
about
yeah.
three-fourths full.
Yeah. And that's... Because depending upon, like, the season or the freaking seasonal activity, like, Dawning or whatever happens, that crap fills up fast anymore. So, yes, they do give us details on what we do to earn synth weaves in order to unlock armor appearances into universal ornaments. But apparently there is a limit. Like an overall seasonal limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm currently... Here we go. Players may earn up to 10 synth weave per class per season. And that's it.
Yeah, and 10 means two full sets of armor because, you know, five, if you want to do everything, helmet,
yeah,
you know, blah, 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 all the way down, it's five. So you can mix and match or you can do... Sorry, 10 is one full piece. No, two full pieces.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in Season of Redacted, because that's a meme everyone loves, you'll be able to earn 10 more. So in this initial, what I'm assuming is the initial season, you'll actually be able to convert either four full armor sets into ornaments or 20 specific items.
Yes. Makes sense.
So,
at least the math yeah. makes sense.
And apparently some... I'm confused on the exceptions. It's apparently year one ornaments are going to be weird and tricky and I don't understand them. So I'm not going to try and explain it.
No worries. I mean, they're just saying that some year one things are... Well, I guess all year one ornaments due to technical constraints doesn't mean...
Yeah.
They say they're working on a solution for their future season, so...
Yeah, something about the Solstice armors. And they do explain, though, that we are not going to be allowed to synth... Or to change the appearance of exotics.
Well, yeah, they've definitely told us in no small ways that would never happen in the past if anyone's yeah. paying attention.
Yeah,
because I'm sure people have opinions on that too.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because they want exotics to be identifiable, and just by looking at a person, you know, oh, that's that exotic. They're going to try and do this. So I understand that that gameplay loop there. And then, of course, Eververse will sell Synthweave templates for direct purchase.
Yes, of course.
So you can buy a single Synthweave template for 300 silver, or a bundle of five for 1,000.
Okay, and 1,000 is $10, right? And 300 is $3, I think.
I think
you can't do a $3 purchase, but it's yeah. definitely what it equals to.
Like five so
basically a full armor set if you wanted to pay silver would be $10.
Yeah, and they say for reference, universal armor ornament bundles usually cost 1,500 silver, which, sure. So.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they're recapping the fact that shaders are going to be unlocked.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's a cool thing. I forget. It's kind of like not directly related, but also another quality of life thing that's coming along with this next season.
Well, the only downer, the downside to them unlocking shaders is they will still be available to be earned or like bought for Bright Dust from Eververse, but they are increasing that cost from 40 to 300.
Yes. Yeah.
Since they're one-time purchases. Yes. Other than that, that's the only downside, which isn't too bad.
But they're already one-time purchases.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't cost further to pull them back out.
Dump some glimmer and a couple shards than, like, literally two shards than another 260 bright dust. Like, that economy doesn't add up at all.
40 always seems 40 was too steal. Small
too
to
cheap.
Me.
It's way too cheap. But no, I fully agree.
Yeah, 300 seems a little high.
No, 200-300 feels good. That's the same. That's the same price as like a projection. That's about right.
Yeah,
and actually, it's permanent. Way better than a projection. So you could probably put it to five, and if it's a good enough shader, it would be worth it. And it actually adds a little bit of prestige to them too.
Yeah,
yeah. True. I'm not complaining. I don't know. I probably would have done 100, 200, but 300's. It's not like doomsday for me.
Yeah, 300's fair. 300's like what? A week's, not even a week's worth of repeatable that's bounties?
What, I was about to say that's two weekly bounties, I think. Yeah, or two weekly, not, which calls it.
Yeah, you're guaranteed to get it every week to rotate out.
All right. Well, yeah. I think we're all kind of like not too concerned about any of these. I'm curious though, Dez, we'll go with you first since you were reading it. Any other initial thoughts with all this, overall opinions? Anything you're concerned about or happy about?
I mean, they just fit this stuff into basic gameplay loop. My only annoyance is, the fact that we're probably going to be taking up more inventory space holding up these weaves and cords and strands and all kinds of new stuff. But other than that, I mean, like I said, I love the fact that it's just simple gameplay mechanics, you know? Now, it will be interesting to see like how often these initial currencies will drop from enemies. I guess that will be the ultimate, or my ultimate, like, thumbs up or thumbs down on the entire system is how often are these things going to be dropping?
Well, it seems, as far as I can tell, and I talked about this briefly in one of the Discord chats, it seems to be the same loop as or a very similar loop as far as time expended to the old Forge loop.
Yeah.
Which was not, I mean, to unlock an ornament every time you would normally get a forged weapon is really good. Like, I really don't see that as being a problem.
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah, if it's like that, that's actually not, and considering it's limited to 10 items a season, that actually wouldn't be bad at all.
Yeah, let's say, theoretically, because I don't know what any of these numbers are going to be yet.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's just say you need 150 synth strand to get a quest. That's about right for resources for things, especially if you want to use the current Guardian games, as far as laurels to bounties go. Let's say it's 150 to get synth cord. You turn it into to get synth cord. Let's assume it's five synth cord. So effectively six, no, math. Hold on. 750 synth strand. But synth strand, you get maybe, I don't know, 20 for completing a crucible match or something along those lines. So you're getting a 750, but you get like 20 a crucible match. So realistically, you're getting enough synth cord to get synth weave from the tower. Let's just say that's three synth cord. Like, I feel like this is not only the weapons, but feels kind of like the, oh, good Lord, what was that update or upgrade for the Black Armory weapons called, where you would get additional like damage in the forges and stuff?
Oh, the Obsidian
Matterweave?
Was it?
Maybe. That sounds right. Point is, that mechanic paired with the forge mechanic. I mean, if it's taking 5 hours of gameplay or 4 hours of gameplay to get a single armor piece, that's not bad. It's like, that's really not bad because you're just doing it passively. You're not, you can grind it out. But over the course of the season of just doing your regular things, other than doing those specific bounties for the synth cord, which you'll have to keep up with. But I mean, we're doing enough bounties or in fewer now than we were before. It's not that big of a deal to keep up with if you just want to kind of keep tabs on it. If you're getting, let's say, 10 per season, right? Let's say on average, it's 4 hours of gameplay per piece. That's 40 hours of gameplay to earn two armor sets worth of ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that bad. For armor sets that you never would have access to before, that are effectively brand new cosmetic items for the current fashion meta, if you want to call it that.
Right.
Like, you're going to see people busting out the old white sets. You're going to see people busting out, you know, year one, unfortunately, that being the one that's kind of the crux sucks, especially because I grinded out those stupid prestige armor sets from Leviathan, which I'm slightly salty about, that I won't actually get to transmog those. Not going to lie. But they'll come around eventually, and that gives me something to do season 15. So I'm not terribly worried about that. Yeah. I'm also
I was about to say, they did mention that they are definitely actually working on solutions for year one armor limitation. So, yeah.
I'm guessing they were designed with the armor 1.0 system in place, which never had any sort of way of interfacing with the new system, which I get. I'm not terribly upset. I am happy that last year's Solstice of Heroes armor is actually being supported with the glows. Because that was a grind and a half, and I'm very much looking forward to having that and having the pants with the glow and laughing at Kingsley for not having the pants with the glow because he didn't want to do four trials wins.
I still don't care about that.
I still think it's hilarious. I'm going to bring it up every time. But yeah, no, like the actual, like you're saying, the gameplay loop for that isn't bad, and an entire armor set for $10. Isn't bad, depending on what you're getting. But like, if let's say it's old raid armor or even current raid armor, so like being able to have like the really sweet, you know, Braytech style armor as an ornament, I'm about it. Like, I love that armor set, but you know, obviously I haven't used a full set of that, I think, ever. I think some of my currently masterwork pieces are that set, but the point is that it's a really cool set. Or the kind of Vex hologram set from Garden of Salvation. And it's also on top of this system, what we're not thinking about is how it's going to synergize with like the raid rotations, which are going to bring those raid armor sets back into fashion. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to be grinding those out and getting more. Like, people have. When's the last time you saw somebody wear the Last Wish armor? Which is pretty sweet. A lot of those pieces are really awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's my favorite of the Hunter. Yeah.
Like, Hunter. Yeah, like Great Hunt and the Reverie Dawn are still like two of some of my favorite armor.
So that's what I'm saying. They're not advertising that they're doing this, but they're introducing raid rotation at the same time as Transmog. Which I don't. Yeah. I think they know that, but I don't think they expect people to be aware of that until it happens. And that's going to open up a lot of really cool possibilities. And obviously, some people don't care about fashion and Destiny, but even the casual person who cares about it is really excited about all of this because it gives you a lot of options. Sure.
Yeah.
And again,
and that's the thing, because like you said, like $10 for like automatic, like if you buy for silver, you're buying like the $10 and all this, but it's legitimately armor you can choose.
Yeah.
It is your choice of what you get. And I love that. And it's actually cheaper than an actual like seasonal, like universal armor mod set. But it's your choice. So if you don't like it, it's your fault.
So another fun thing about the wording they've used on this that I noticed, and I'm hoping I'm right, is the silver option's really sweet because they're very specifically using the words 10 synth weave can be earned per season, per class,
yeah,
per class per season. You can earn 10 synth weave per class per season. So if you hit that cap and there's still an armor set you really want to have as an ornament, you can pay that $10 and just get that armor set.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering also.
Oh no, they're using the word earn multiple times. Right. I mean, you want to get into legalese of it. Like, they're very specifically saying you can get 2 sets for free just by playing the game, or you can get additional sets on top of that by paying a small fee.
Yeah.
Which on their free to play, pay to play sort of platform that they're building more effectively now than before, that's really smart. And it doesn't feel bad. Like, 2 full ornament sets for free per season, pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Well, but Nolzy does. 80% of the community does not agree. They're saying this is the most asinine grind to ever come to Destiny, and the game is going to crash because they're only allowing us to do 4 sets for free per season, and then we're time-gated.
Wait, how's the game going to crash? Hold on. I get the butthurt and the salt, but like, I don't agree with it, because I think it's one, it's not like you're grinding for weapons. You're not grinding for a blade advantage, which would make it kind of crappy to do. It's cosmetic, and it's not even new cosmetics. It's you're unlocking old cosmetics. And if you want to unlock the original base to your armor, you can do that and spend your currencies on that. You know, it's not this new exciting thing that's behind this grind. Do it if you want. If you don't want to do it, shut up and don't do it. But you're going to end up doing it by accident anyways. Right. So, like, just take it as a, ooh, I have enough to get a new ornament. Sweet. Like, it's a nice little perk. It's like getting a shader you didn't have from a Eververse Ingram.
Yeah.
It's not, like, changing your world unless it was something you were really looking for. But it's not. It's built, I think, effectively. And honestly, the new UI for customization alone is worth the price of admission. I don't care if they charge $20 an armor set. This new cosmetic UI is wonderful, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Well, I want to break down a couple things and give my opinion too, but I think I'll start from the reverse or the end part first, because I think one of the big arguments people were making is a lot of other games don't have caps on earning transmog. You can grind out forever if you want. You don't have to wait another season and only do 2 and then, oh, you know, now I have to wait or whatever. Most other games supposedly have free transmog as much as you want.
But also there are a lot of other MMOs where transmog is actually an in-game grind or mid-in-game grind. Is not something new people can or new people will do.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah,
from my experience.
Yeah, but at that logic, it doesn't really work as a counter-argument. I know what you're talking about, but considering these are only old ornaments for the most part, the Destiny one really only applies to veteran players as well. Like, new players aren't going to get a ton of benefit yet from this system. Eventually they will. But as of right now, if they don't have those old armor sets unlocked from playing the game, especially the ones they can't get anymore, which is where the flexing is going to happen, which is some of the year one stuff and like Trials of the Nine armor, and people are going to like get real internet cocky. You know, with someone rolling around in their Trials of the Nine full set. For sure. I mean, and people are going to be wearing their Trials set as ornaments too, which is another great thing, because those armor pieces are, yes, it's a little bit easier now, but ultimately, if you have a full trial set, you earned it, and you've got some clout. Like, you have, like, you're at least capable in PvP. And the new Hunter set's pretty sweet, I'm not going to lie. But there's benefits there. Like, that's the thing, is I can't really, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to benefit new players as much as veterans there. I know what you're talking about, especially with the WoW cycle for it. But
so. Yeah, first when I heard this, and I wasn't like super concerned, but I was a little concerned. Like, I didn't feel like they should really limit too much per season. I have a feeling, you know, they're giving us 20, a bonus this first season. I have a feeling the season after they'll keep it at 20. They're not going to lower it to 10 just to kind of throw us a bone, because people are complaining about that. I don't necessarily think they should go to unlimited per season. I guess I see what they're doing with that. But The thing that really gets me kind of ticked with the community and a bunch of articles coming out is when people try to argue something, but they combine two things together to make the later point seem worse. And the point I'm getting at here is people are saying this grind is crazy. They don't know. Either they haven't read the steps. I mean, Bungie kind of made it seem worse with step one, step two, step three, step four. But basically, step three and step four may not be hardly anything at all. Really, there's only two parts to the grind. There's shoot enemies, get bounties, and these bounties don't even look that hard to do. And then that's basically it. You store it up, and then you purchase your armor ornaments, unlocks. So why are people complaining that this is like the craziest grind in the world? Like you said too, Nosy, that's why I really wanted to have you on tonight. Like, I don't know why people are worried about this. This seems like a perfectly normal grind. It's nothing like end of times, you know.
Most of these people that are really whinging about the quote unquote grind definitely do not have Iznagi's burden or its catalyst.
Right?
Like, do you understand the grind it takes to get the Iznagi's burden catalyst? If you weren't playing, as somebody who did it, if you weren't playing during Season of Opulence to grind your chalice to get it masterworked, then get the month-long process, give or take, to get Izanagi's burden. Like, no. This is nothing. And this is a secondary, like, this isn't even secondary. This is a tertiary objective. Like, this is something you do if you have nothing else to do, or it happens by accident, or I'm sure in the first couple of weeks it will be a grind because people are going to want to get that one set or those two sets that, like, really they've been waiting for Transmog for, and then it's going to kind of burn off, which is why I don't think it's going to stay at 20. I think they're going to bring it down to 10 because they're expecting people to get that, you know, super rush burn off of, like, let's grind it, let's do this new thing, it's exciting. And then next season, you know, that two armor set, or it's, you know, smattering plenty of 10. Yeah. It's going to be plenty because people are going to be over it.
Practically speaking, this isn't going to matter to me at all. I can't even think of that many things I want to do right off. Again, people, don't worry about all the words of these new currencies. Yes, it might take up spots and be annoying there, but all you have to do is shoot stuff, buy bounties. And by the way, there's a lot of different bounties. There's finally raid bounties too. I'm super excited.
Yeah,
raid bounties.
Well, that's, so, not to mention, look, even right now, we're doing 9 battlegrounds a week for a tier 3 powerful drop. 9 battlegrounds. That's a solid, what, 5 hours of gameplay for a drop that's useless at this point in the season? And they're complaining about this new exciting system requiring a little bit of time and a little bit of effort.
Seriously, like, I mean, yeah. it's kill so, things and anywhere.
Kill things. Then do bounties and then turn those bounties in. And that part, I don't know how many you have to turn in to get one. It seems like, I could be totally wrong, but maybe
probably
only
3 to 5
can get one. Okay, you think
that's a possibility too. I thought the one bounty thing, kind of like how the forge weapons work, but you also have to go to different planets and do the events and, you know, the black boxes and all that. Like, it was a whole thing. And you had to know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't walk you through that process. It just said, find this thing. Where is it? Who knows?
Oh, yeah, those. Yeah.
Like, it's not, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, well, people, I'm excited about it, and nothing but excited about it.
Yeah, for those saying it's the worst grind ever, like I said, yeah, true, Izanagi's was rough, but nobody remembers D1 exotic swords.
Oof.
Oh, like I do. If you didn't play.
I remember, but
well, yeah.
I didn't play. Yeah.
I don't remember the bite as much because it's been such a long time, Des. But I can still kind of imagine back to those cloudy days of just crazy.
Because I think my quickest grind for one of those swords were like 6 hours.
Oh, that's just nothing.
No, not of not even interesting gameplay.
Yeah, but that's nothing.
Of just, oh, well, it's nothing, true, but.
Have you ever heard of Thunder Fury, Blessed Blade of the
Wind Seeker? But for Destiny, that's something for people to complain about. Yeah.
But it's not, though. It's really not that bad. And
no,
there's
the
a little bit of that
in
Destiny 2. Like, Destiny 2 had some of that as well. I mean, getting Worldline Zero, I still don't have it. And I haven't bothered trying to get it from the little kiosk either. Like, it was a grind to actually even get to that point. I don't think it's earn your keep, man. Like, if you want the cool stuff, you got to work for it. I still don't have Eyes of Tomorrow. Do you know how many hours I've spent in the Deepstone Crypt as a one character player?
We could bring up the raid report. I don't think you've done it too many times.
I mean, I've done it. Yeah, that first one was a solid 12 hours. I don't want to hear.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I do know you've been in there many hours. I'm not disputing that. Yeah.
That is calamity is all I'm about to say.
Oh my gosh, right? That's so crazy how those are just so much easier now.
And we're going to do it again in a couple of weeks. So, granted, at least this we don't have to figure out. Although we might still have to figure everything out. They may have changed it enough that like effort is going to need to be required more than just a gameplay level.
Right.
Well yeah, the interesting thing is I think there will be a easy pass and then there will be a pass to get worlds first. That's what it seems like. They said you gotta do the extra challenges that they're adding in to get worlds first.
Yeah.
And maybe I would just be happy getting the regular pass on day one.
I just want the day one. I don't need the world's first. I don't need the belts. I'm not going to get it. I mean, we know what the caliber of that player is. And honestly, our best aren't as good as their worst.
Yeah. Shout out to Helios in the chat. He says, Anilzy, come on. Only 9 hours, mate. See you in Vault of Glass.
I mean, you really... I don't want to get onto that tangent. My war stories from World of Warcraft, days at a time when people were tapping out. Like, you guys remember from that first night? I'm like, I'm down to keep going. Like, we're like 9 or 10 hours in. I'm like, let's go.
Oh yeah, you definitely were. Done. Yeah.
And then everyone else was like, no, I'm going to call it a night. I'm like, pardon? Like, we just spent how much time? And we're walking away. Like, no, we get this done. Yeah. And that's the mentality I have. So I'm for it. And especially now that I'm actually off on weekends, I'm just going for it. And if I can't get a commitment out of you guys for a day one, I'm going to get it somewhere because I have never done Vault of Glass, so this may as well be a brand new raid for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a benefit of not playing D1 is like they're reintroducing all this content. And it's like, oh, they're bringing back Palindrome. I'm like, new gun! like, this is all new to me, so I'm they're just that's whipping fair. Content at me like I've never had before.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about it.
It could have been something better than, you know, the Swarm or Shadow Price, but yeah, Palindrome's good.
Yeah, Shadow Price is pretty garbage. I remember that first week, Kingsley kept trying to get me to grind it with him, and I'm just like, I'm not feeling it right now.
Yeah, I don't know why I was.
I mean,
season 12, different conversation.
I said numerous times on cast, there was only one reason I wanted a Shadow Price, and that was its lore. It was a gun. It was the gun of Tolan before Bad Juju. That's it. Everyone else is trying to say, "Oh, it was so good in D1." It's like, no, it wasn't.
No, I wouldn't know personally. I mean, it looks like a G36, but Vanguarded out. Probably exactly what it is.
I mean, potentially, because this. I mean, that and Shadow Price is like early, early, early. I mean, good lord, it was the Vanguard auto rifle that Savala sold. D1 vanilla. So
oh, yeah, we got random rolls coming up soon too. I'm excited about that.
Mm.
Hey man, I check where Zer every single week. So another thing for me to get, you know, just little bit of Christmas Day excitement, checking on reset.
Yeah,
I'm about it.
I think it'll be a good thing. I mean, it's pretty interesting and amazing that this upcoming season we have, you know, a raid and quite a few quality of life things. And I don't know if we can expect obviously this much each season going forward, but it seems like this upcoming season should be plenty to do for quite a while.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We are no longer dealing with the seasonal events of season 12 that were lackluster, say the least.
We're also getting a new seasonal activity. Of course, you know, as we know, those are usually even the better ones like Sundial, they they're not going to be something we're going to grind forever, but it's always something, a bonus to have in there for a few weeks to have fun with, or if they make some master version down the road, we hop back in again.
It's going to be Vex. It has to be Vex.
No. You think?
What Sorry. Scares me is they might start blending the timelines a bit, and it may be like Zivu or Wrath affected Vex. And that the actual raid might be Zivu or Wrath affected. That might be the angle they take, which could get interesting if that's what they end up doing. And now that I think about it, I kind of hope that's what they do to kind of freshen it up. Kind of like how you had the unique Vex for Garden of Salvation with all their camouflage-y nonsense. I still don't understand what all that was about. But
actually, the moss grown. Yeah, that's the
leafy Vex.
Yeah, that's
Vibram K Vex.
Yeah, they're very specific types of Vex, which hilariously the lore mentions like other Vex steer clear of them.
But imagine Zivu or Wrath got her grubby little war hands on them and started turning them to something else.
I mean, you say that, but we have had
no Vex.
We have had
some Taken Vex.
Not really Zivu or Wrath. Yes, we've definitely had Taken Vex.
Well, Taken Vex, yes, but we haven't had any high Vex.
Well, I don't know. That's weird.
It just hasn't happened. And what if the Vex take that plot line and see it as their future, the dark future? And they embrace it. Yeah, whatever. I mean, their whole canon is whatever is going to make them survive is what they're going to go with.
Their whole canon is they win.
Correct. They're literally Doctor Stranging it. They're like, we're going to keep changing timelines until we find the one where we're right.
Well, I mean, that was the point of Vault.
Correct, which would make it really interesting if there was an outside player that gave them a new source of power. Or the darkness, which is...
The Vault never going away again?
I mean, I would think it's not.
Yeah.
But that's the interesting thing, because back when Oryx was assaulting the Vault of Glass, I think it was... It was some narrative, I think, where someone mentions that it was actually the Vex that sent out to get you to stop Oryx from taking. I think the theory was the fact that it was Atheon, but I don't think we ever had hard confirmation of that. But yeah,
Oh yeah, that's that story mission, right? Where you go into the Vault of Glass in a story mission, there's like Taken in there, right?
Because, it was involved with, God, what was his name? Praedith. There we go.
Yeah.
Because we get a signal from Praedith to go back into the vault and we're tracking down his ghost. And
the D1 stories are good. Wish they would actually take you in raid.
I wish I remember more. Yeah, because you had to fight the Taken Hydra in the Gorgon's Maze.
Well, D2 did that. Garden Salvation had a lot of that.
Story missions in the raid?
The raid.
Yeah.
It was in the raid space.
Well. I don't know. It just appealed to me. The story missions of D1, how they were all laid out.
Yeah, well, they did that with Deepstone Crypt too. I mean, I would assume that they're going to try and do that with the new.
Yeah, Deepstone Crypt was pretty good. How it was integrated with the story. They did a good job there.
Real smart. You're hiding it under a hatch that only opens in the raid instance.
Yeah.
Right. Which was exactly how Vault worked.
I'm still not entirely sure how the Deepstone Crypt works. Just from like an engineering standpoint,
it's definitely not exactly like Vault. Like I said, there's definitely like a trigger that happens in a unique instance that opens.
I know how the gameplay aspect of it works. It's its own instance. I mean, that's neither here nor there. That's easy. I'm talking in canon, like in world. I still don't understand the geometry of the Deepstone Crypt.
I don't know that I do, but it's just fun playing.
Fair. It's interesting. But, anywho?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know if you're still there, Des. If you cut out or you're just... Nope.
Did we lose him?
Des might have cut out. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, we'll just... continue on the conversation here. I'll leave
a message.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, that I swear I didn't touch anything that time.
No. And you just weren't talking, and I was like, oh, do we move on now?
Yeah, no, it's like, because all of a sudden it's like, oh, maybe I broke, and I look down, it's like I'm not even in the room anymore. I'm like, wait, that my phone wasn't even in my hands this time. I couldn't push a button accidentally.
I'm just glad we still have Jark, so we're good. This conversation is
sold. Yeah, Jark's been holding it down.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that Craig guy.
And also, Helios, yes, episode 1078. I fat thumbed that, so that's what our episode's going to be.
Welcome to the future.
Welcome to the future.
Oh, that's where the chat is. I didn't realize it was an entirely separate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that one.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any live updates from Sin because he's on the... So, live update, Sin. What are you doing? I'm driving home right now. Okay. Thank you, Sin.
How's the weather, Ollie?
hopefully you got home safe.
For Star Wars!
Oh, God. Oh. All right. Well, I do have a lot to look forward to for this next season. And boy, two weeks away by the time you hear this, or less.
Yeah, no, maybe. Is it 2 weeks or is it
for
three?
For sure.
Two or three. Either way.
Two? Oh, no, it's a little over two. No, you're right. You're right. Yep. You're right. Damn.
So we could get a... Often in the past, it's been the week before, but I think last season they did it 2 weeks before. Well, they did it like the Thursday or Friday, like a week and a half before. So we could be getting information within the next week.
We're getting trailers galore for sure, especially if the Vault of Glass is coming out this season. This is probably going to be the most story-heavy season of Destiny 2. I would think with the new way of their storytelling and just all of the things that are going on, like, between the darkness, which we seem to have forgotten about, it's looming, but I mean, Traveler seems to be holding it down all right. We could probably handle like this for a bit.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it seemed it was looming, but then it just kind of stopped.
Well, that's what the whole thing with Keitel was. Keitel wanted an alliance to fight the darkness. So we were still inadvertently in that space.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, because the Black Fleet actually isn't in system anymore.
Oh,
yeah, like the Black Fleet like kind of left. I mean, not far, but they're not like they came in and then they just kind of pulled back because a lot of like I actually noticed the UI as well
on the destinations. It doesn't have the little swirly bits on the outside anymore.
Yeah, the Presage actually makes mention that what's his name? Kallus. Mentions that the darkness came in and then just left.
I'm sure.
But they're somewhere else.
Instead.
They're somewhere, and they're somewhere close, but they're not.
I don't think the darkness is afraid of the Vex. Considering the Vex, the Vex, in the grand scheme of evil, the Vex aren't even evil, and the darkness kind of ruined the nice things about the Vex.
We just found out. Well, the Vex started as a pattern.
True.
In fact, the Vex is the darkness's choice to win. Because it is a pattern that, throughout all of the other games of life, the Vex is the pattern that actually won those games between light and darkness. It was only until light and darkness introduced themselves as rules and created their paracausal struggle, created the universe, apparently, that the Vex escaped into the universe.
Yes, but it was the darkness's influence that corrupted the Vex that created the exotechnology. So they are separate entities, presumably at odds with each other.
No. Vex? I mean...
To my knowledge...
Vex aren't corrupted.
No, exos are corrupted Vex. It's Vex milk plus darkness equals exo juice.
Well, the Vex milk is sterilized by the darkness. So it's still Vex milk for its conductivity and capability of holding neural pathways or whatever, you know, positronic crap. Because the Vex are the pattern within the Vex milk.
Correct.
If that makes sense.
But the darkness doesn't just Mr. Clean Vex Milk. Thus,
no,
the, long, slow whisper and the nightmares of the Deepstone Crypt. And part of that is Bray's flawed memory wiping technology, which isn't even a memory wipe, but there's some darker influences there.
For sure, but...
Point is, I don't think the darkness is afraid of the Vex.
No, no.
I don't think they'd be hightailing it out of Traveler territory because the Vex decided to throw a cookout. Like, I don't...
Yeah, I don't know these things as well.
I'm just saying, an entire sect is worshipping the darkness to try and get it to do stuff, and the rest of the Vex just don't care.
I'm wondering if the Vex ended up, or not the Vex, but the darkness ended up going to one of either two different places that could have some pretty catastrophic outcomes if that's what they end up doing with the story. And that would be either... hold on here. Let me just get proper nouns because I forgot the name of the... Oh, I should know this. Rees. If the darkness shows up at Rees and starts corrupting the Elixni homeworld, it would give us a reason to reintroduce, which will happen probably this season, likely the end of this season, but reawaking Aramis and either having her as some sort of ally or some sort of super adversary. But Aramis is very much still in the story for a reason, and I think that reason is the darkness. And I think if the darkness corrupts Rees instead of Sol, that would be a very compelling reason for the Fallen to start working with humanity to fight the darkness. So now we have a Cabal faction, a Fallen faction, and then potentially even a Vex faction. Because, like, I feel like that's what kind of everything is leading up to in Witch Queen.
Well, I mean, there already is a Vex faction for the darkness. Like,
again, no, aligning with humanity.
Oh,
yeah,
no. I don't see that for Vex.
If it
not without if us,
it's their chance of survival. I mean, there are math.
Well, to be fair, yeah. Again, there was the story in D1 where it's speculated the Vex reached out to us to stop Oryx from taking them, so there might be a subroutine that thinks of us in that way.
Or maybe not even the darkness, maybe an ally against Savathun. Because she's definitely a threat to the Vex, because she's a threat to literally everyone.
And that's a potentiality.
Especially because she's showing up.
I was wanting to say I understood it as Savathun is actually still working with the Black Fleet. But I can't remember where I got that. Because I was wanting to say that she was actually hunting down her sister Savathun. Because Savathun is not working with the Black Fleet anymore. But again, I can't remember specifically. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Zebu Wrath is potentially still working with the Black Fleet.
I was a little confused.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, Zebu Wrath is hunting Savathun.
That
because
is
Savathun,
the next generation business.
Yes, that was my bad. Again, I can't remember specifically where I read that now, but or if I even read that, or if that's just an idea I have gotten from like the ether or whatever. But that is my current understanding until something happens.
So, I mean, there's a million and ten things we can theorize. And
I know, right? But I think that's why Zebu Wrath attacked the Crimson Court, because the Crimson Court had been, which was leadership of the Hive, had been subverted by Savathun, which was the entirety of, like, Pit of Heresy story. I think I still can't remember, though. So, yeah.
Yeah, I forget how much you know about the lore.
Yeah, I was gonna say I am only Chronicler Light.
Oh, you know way more than me. I mean, I know the overall story well enough, especially like D1 holes that maybe you don't know, but you know the details for sure that I don't know. Because I don't really care as much sometimes about details. I always geek out when I'm hearing people talk about it. Like, I love this conversation you guys are having. but I don't love it enough to like research it and read it on my own.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, because I had been slacking off here recently, and there was definitely one thing Nelson corrected me on, because I missed the part where the Scions were actually freed by Keitel.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And it was so weird, because I read it, it's like, oh yeah, the Scions were freed. I'm like, no, that's one of the reasons why Keitel like joined her father's forces to throw him out. Was he was trying to free the Scions, and it's like, oh no, it's this lore. She freed the Scions. It's like, oh. Well, that's not me.
That's why I had no issues.
I'm wrong. Yeah, so yeah, that was,
which is why I genuinely think the Scions are gonna be their own little sub faction enemy. I don't think they're gonna have their own faction.
For sure.
But like, considering they are their own race and they seem to be causing a lot of our problems recently. Including, you know, trying to ram a space station into the last city.
Yeah, because that was them on the Almighty.
Yeah, that was a random Scion. We didn't hear anything else about. And at first it was really confusing. It's like, oh, it's just the last of the Red Legion trying to get a hurrah in. But like,
right.
I feel like there's something else to the Scions and a potential play on their end.
Yeah, I mean, it's the plot thickens for sure. Because we don't even know like who potentially is leading these Scions.
Dave.
Fair. But no, because if it's, again, I can't remember the name, but if it's the lead Scion, Kallus' former like dreamer or whatever, not Azzat, because Azzat's famous for something else.
Dying. Azzat is very dead.
Yeah. It was because they called him the Free Something.
Yeah, Azzat had a real bad time in, what was it, season 11 or season... No, season 9. Season 9, oh my god.
Mm.
Yeah, it was that long ago.
Crap, like I said, I can't remember. But yeah, it was the... Because hilariously, Kallus told the Head Scion, I'm going to free your people, and the Head Scion ran off to Kallus' conspirators, and like, we can't let this happen. We have to get rid of him.
Actually, so, no, wait, Azzat's not dead. Who's the one we killed in season 9? It wasn't Azzat.
What was season 9?
That was Dawn. Thank you.
No, same 14 season?
Yeah.
That was a trio that we killed.
No, no, but eventually they merged into one.
Oh, and yeah, yeah, because hilariously, what we're fighting now in one of those battlegrounds is the fourth one that didn't join them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a clever way to reuse assets. But
yeah,
I thought that was nice. I mean, I liked a lot of the Battlegrounds mini bosses. I mean, they were, I feel like Scions are definitely the most interesting mini bosses just because they're the mages of a world filled with space wizards, but they're very mage.
Yeah, that's why I love the Sundial. Like, every Scion had their own thing, like they did. And it made them like feel drastically different from one another. Rather than just being, oh, this is a Hydra with 3 segmented shields. Oh, this is a Hydra with only 2, though. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, no, I feel like Sundial, I mean, the loot was a little too easy to get in Sundial. I think they could have toned that back a little bit.
Yeah, it was really easy.
But like, I mean, now we look back, those weapons are some of the best that we had up until they got sunset. R.I.P. Patron of Lost Causes, my homie.
So Helios mentions, do you think we'll ever align with the Hive to help them get out of the worm bargain? Maybe after Witch Queen, Savathun is trying to get out of it.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like there's a turn with the Hive coming. I just don't know, because there's got to be something after Lightfall. There has to be a new enemy. Like, it's not going to be the Darkness and the Hive anymore. It has to be, because Savathun will theoretically be gone unless we lose, which is going to be a real change, but that's a possibility too. I have no idea what happens after Lightfall, and we're guaranteed another expansion.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be interesting, because...
Nice, Helios.
I mean, Hive...
Helios is super massive darkness.
Super massive darkness.
Super massive darkness.
It's actually my favorite Muse song.
the super is now coming, which we didn't.
That's
know
an interesting like curiosity is the fact that, I mean, so much of the Hive's culture is built upon consuming the light, and because I mean, not just for the worm bargain, but also like to make new thrall, they take a guardian's light.
I mean, I think light's still gonna exist if the traveler does go. I think it's gonna be like the light was in you the whole time.
I'm not nonsense. Well, for sure, because the traveler isn't the paracausal entity that's the origination of the light.
No, which we might see, it's an agent. Which might even be a bad thing. Not to go back to World of Warcraft, but I mean, Destiny was under the Blizzard family for a bit there, and they definitely pulled a little bit out of it for Destiny 2. But when in World of Warcraft, when you meet the deity of the light, I forget the proper names because Lovecraft would have blushed the amount of apostrophes. Yeah, it's just like it's not real words. Right. Which is it's like they're playing on like Aramaic. I get it. But when you meet the main deity of the light in World of Warcraft, they're a colossal dick. Like they're a good entity at all. They're definitely out for themselves, and it's a bad time. So I'm curious if whatever is the source of the light, whatever the antithesis to the pyramids are. Or the creator of the pyramids, the essence of the pyramids. I feel like they don't have our best interest at heart.
Well, I mean, if we were to take, I mean, the darkness is always trying to tell us that it's not inherently evil. It's the fact that it's survival of the fittest. They want the most rightful thing to survive the end of the universe.
Hey man, D&D, that's still evil in my book.
Well, but like if we can take its word for word, like the story in the original Garden, if we can actually take that at face value, then the light is more about cooperation and diversity than a singular essence. So I don't know. Like, but also at the same time, there's still enough time for Bungie to pull off like the ultimate like Shyamalan twist and go right back to the supposed original story of Destiny 1, and that was the fact that light was evil.
I mean, there's that. There's there's a lot of ways they can go with it. It could be end up being this whole Zen thing where like the darkness consumes the light and there's just nothing. And then just aliens show up because Marvel Phase 4. I mean, you got to push the story along somehow.
I know,
but,
right?
It's like a new race. But it could be that like, oh, that struggle's over. Neither entity exists in Absolution anymore. And the Guardians are this culmination of both. Once we have our Poison subclass that's coming next year, inevitably. Which I'm about, but yeah, I don't know. There's a lot.
It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. No, seriously.
The fact that they're definitely telling us that Lightfall is the end of the Darkness Saga.
That's right.
I mean, that's curious in and of itself of what they, because I mean, obviously they have an idea. They may not have a story yet. Maybe. I mean, they probably do, but maybe they don't. But they know where they're taking this.
Totally unrelated. But while I was noodling around in my collections to see what ornament options I would have, it seems that last year's rivalry cloak from the Guardian games is tied in with the current placeholding as far as the color. It's no longer what you finished at.
Yeah.
No, but last year's is doing it again.
Yeah.
Oh, you say that so matter-of-factly. Oh, did they? Oh, I was completely unaware of that.
I thought they said that even though the like last year's Guardian Games class items won't tie in, won't get you the things, it'll still reflect what your placing is. I thought I read that.
Oh, I totally missed that memo and thought I found something cool, and I'm going to go back to being quiet now.
No, it's
fine. No, like I said, that's...
And maybe you just get it for the next year, which is kind of cool, too. No, that'd be way cooler than just a crappy little trophy. Like, if you just keep it on all of the rivalry or all the rivalry pieces for the next year, like some sort of like Stanley Cup, I'm about it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, it looks like what they're doing.
Like, and like I said, I wouldn't say I read, someone can correct me. Someone can, because I thought that's how it worked. If I just guessed right, yay me.
As a regular user of Dragon Shadow, the more pieces I have that inherently have gold without having to use a gold shader in them make me very happy.
That's true. That's true.
Because nothing goes with the Dragon Shadow. Nothing.
What's that one? Midnight Talons?
And that's another reason why, you know, we all have to have some exotic, well, we don't have to, but we're often using some exotic armor piece. And another reason why this armor synthesis thing to me isn't like super big deal right away, because I, you know, you got to find things that will blend in with everything.
Sorry, Kingsman, I'm not laughing at you. I think we both just saw Helios.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Where, wouldn't that be the evil version of us, though, Helios?
Yeah, because we all know. Star Trek tells us. Yeah, exactly. Evil people have goatees.
There was actually
we probably should read this, so for people that are just listening after the fact. Post-Lightfall, we then fly ships to Dromeda, and our facial features get corrupted, and we can grow beards.
What Dez doesn't know, in that his absence before he came in as a co-host, I had a long-running joke about Evil Kingsley Mac, where it was just his wonky little avatar, but with a more obvious goatee.
Oh, that's right. The reason why you had the like the prominent goatee when I first joined in?
Maybe?
Like, because I'm wanting to say, like, there was a time where, like, his avatar had, like, a...
No, it was mine.
A dark... Oh, it was yours? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I don't think he ever used it. He's not that creative.
Okay, that's fair. All I know is I'm wanting to say, like, I saw Kingsley's avatar with, like, a blacker goatee.
Maybe. I don't know.
That was probably me.
Again, memory. I keep calling back to it, but I can't.
Nosy. Oh man.
But it's either way, it's going to be interesting to see where this story goes, and it's, I mean, also at the same time, we're getting like closer and closer.
Yeah.
To the end of the story as we know it.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, God, that's crazy thinking. I feel like fine. We've spent, I mean, I've been playing this game since, oh God, what, 2015 was it? 2014?
14. Yeah, because I came in
God.
15, I think.
I have been playing since launch day of Destiny 2 and then stopped after I finished the Red War. And came back for Curse of Osiris for all of about 6 hours, and then did not come back until Shadowkeep.
Nice. But yeah, I mean, it was 2014. Holy crap.
I know, right?
I've been invested in this story, like what little scraps of story they've tossed to us for this long.
One of their quick Helios says, we'll be able to tell our grandkids about it for sure.
Right? I mean, good Lord.
In the day when Destiny 1 started.
Back in my day.
I mean, if this actually happens.
Well, that's only I mean, Kingsley, that's before the end of this expansion cycle for you, right?
Wait, what?
That was an old people.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, you joke about that, but I think my daughter's older than his kids.
My oldest is 17, just turned.
Yeah, my oldest is just turned 18. I mean, we're close.
Yeah,
right. I have a cat.
I have a cat?
No, I mean, that's all I have.
I know.
I have a dog.
All right. Well, we better start wrapping it up.
Fine, but it's almost midnight Eastern time.
Yeah, I know. We really appreciate
right?
it. I know, Nolzy, you...
No, I really... I don't.
No, yeah. But I still want to give you the appreciation for...
Yes, for joining thank you us this very evening. Much.
Yeah, I think we were going to have the lore talks. I really appreciate that also. So.
Yeah. I don't know enough about the lore to actually normally hold a conversation, so I'm shocked I held in that much.
Oh, that's great, because also this is the first time me and you have actually been able to speak.
Yeah, I realize I don't think we've ever actually had a conversation.
I mean, we've spoken on Discord, but I feel like half of our conversations, like, because it's text, might be construed away. But, of course, I always think that when talking to people.
I am much more amicable not in text. But Kingsley, you know damn well me more than most. I deal heavily in sarcasm, and it doesn't always translate to text. And I think the only person who doesn't like me in voice is Helios, and that's really only when we're raiding. So, there may be more, but the only time I've ever had somebody say that they were upset with me was under a high stress situation, in which certain members of the team were not contributing their fair share. Anyways,
yeah, but honestly, see, I don't even know if I want to do a day. I can't commit to. My tap out is about 6 hours, so I'm letting everyone know ahead of time.
Oh,
so
we'll find
you. You may not want to be in the same group as me. Yeah,
no, we'll be in the same group. We'll have a sub in. We'll be all right. Part of it, there's always a little bit of hunter rivalry. We always got to be the top DPS because we know the warlocks and the titans aren't going to do it, so we end up at each other's throats.
Those hunters.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyways, do we have a bonus question for you this time? What is your favorite snack these days?
These days? Mm-hmm. I have had absolute cravings for reasons I cannot tell you because I don't eat there terribly often, but I've been getting about one medium McDonald's chocolate shake every week. Oh, and okay. I don't know what it is. It's just perfect. It's simple. It's delicious. It's nostalgic. I'm lactose intolerant, and there's not enough dairy in it to really cause a problem, which is concerning.
Mm. That should tell you something.
I'm not saying it's a good thing.
I mean, it's fair.
Much to other hosts of this podcast, chagrin, I have not bought a bag of combos in a solid 7 or 8 months.
Mm. Well,
yeah,
it's still in history as the title, but yeah, McDonald's. Yeah, right, yeah.
What about you? What about you? I know you've always got fancy snacks.
Me? I don't know.
Yeah, you, Kingsley.
I'm still addicted to the Coke coffees. However you say it.
I may have been in a pinch the other day, and I was craving one, and I may have poured some iced coffee into my remaining Coke.
No,
If you use black coffee and a lot of extra sugar, it's exactly the same.
Okay. I'll have to remember that because they are either everyone's getting the sugar-free plain black Coke coffees, and I can't find them anywhere anymore. I can only find the full sugars or the vanilla ones, which I don't like as much. So
I've only found the dark roast.
Yeah, so I'll have to see. Oh.
Well, speaking of coffee talk, while we're at it real quick, and I know you're kind of snobby with your coffee, but that's not a bad thing because it's coffee. The new Dunkin' Donuts cold brew with the sweet cold foam, which is basically just half-melted whipped cream, let's be honest, but it was actually pretty fantastic. They've had it all month for $3 for medium, and I've been drinking them almost every day. And they're actually good.
I think if we even have one around still. We had a couple Dunkin's, and then one or two of them closed down.
The issue is I think they only have it at the fancy ones. The ones in like Boston, for instance, all have like a bar tap set up for their cold brews and such. Yeah, it's actually, I'll take a picture the next time I'm in for you, because I'm sure you'll be interested for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think we have that around here. But
yeah, they're fancy. Like it's like actual like bar taps for like the cold brew and the green tea and anything that's not hot. It's
I
all
do like, app. Yeah. I mean, I do like the floofy, the nitro cold brews at Starbucks.
Yeah,
does.
They do a nitro. They also have a syrup now. It's a chocolate stout syrup that's actually pretty good. Yeah, good. Right.
Yeah,
and it's actually like there is a slight, like if you get it at the bottom of the cup, there's a slight chemical taste to it. But as a whole, it's pretty accurate. Like I got chocolate stout out of it and not just sugar and chocolate. Like it was pretty good. I say give it a shot.
Yeah.
If you can find it in
I don't know.
Dunk desert.
Yeah. All right. any other snacks we like.
What have we come to?
We don't need to keep going.
I think we blew our intellect on the theory crafting.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
What do you guys eat today?
Hey, we appreciate everyone that's joined the live chat again. It's kind of a fun thing. So thanks for giving your input during the show.
I'd like to give a special shout out to Sin Media for attending tonight. Big fan.
Yeah,
it's great to be able to have a conversation with my buddy. You know, the one person I actually play with regularly. Didn't show up tonight on the night I was invited. He didn't even say hi in the group chat. He just said, I might not be there, and then he wasn't here.
Yeah, right when we said, he's
I like, hope oh, the car I'm was out. Worth it, bud. Love you.
Yeah, I know. I thought Sin was like the one who'd be most excited to talk to you, and he's the one who's like, I'm out when Nolsey's.
Apparently. Makes me feel real good.
Oh, man.
It's okay. I have a new best friend now.
Yeah.
Does you can cool. come to my birthday party. My mom says you're not invited.
All right. Do you want to tell people again how they can find you? I mean, obviously you play on PC and tell everyone your stuff.
Yeah, I'm no longer a PS4 player. My roommate is. I don't think he plays Destiny, but he has my PS4 now. Yeah, you can find me, Nolsey on most gaming platforms. Nolsey plays on Twitch. And I believe that's the only one worth mentioning because everything else is kind of personal. Yeah, Nolsey plays on Twitch and I believe just Nolsey on Twitter, but I don't use it. So Twitch should be the only thing you look for me on other than Steam or Blizzard stuff or other games I might play where I can't think of a creative name.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Dez, where can people get a hold of you?
You can find me as normal at @DS_Raven on Twitter, which I rarely check, but I'm there. Or more accurate, more often lurking and checking, you know,
within the realm
of the Discord.
Excellent.
Kingsley.
Like Smithers, excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah, you can find me as Kingsley Mack all the places, except for on Twitter, where I'm MC Kingsley. You can find our show as The Guardian Hub on Twitter or on our website, theguardianhub.com. Hey, it's nice. Sin's not here. We don't have to have that line. Unless people want to hear the line. Just say it in your head. All right, well, thanks. Oh, thanks, Des. Well, thanks, everyone.
Sorry, when you said it at first, I was kind of like drifting off into space. So it was my bad.
We better call it because I'm getting tired. Yes. Also. So thanks, all everyone, right. for tuning in this week. Thanks for everyone in the live chat. Thank you again, Nolsey.
Absolutely. And
we will see you all again next week. Have a good one.
Au revoir.
Bye.